London is currently the only city with minimum space standards for new homes, 37 square metres. And a number of developments in urban centres are skimming that figure. Abito in Manchester and Pocket Living in the capital are offering cheaper flats in prime locations by keeping them small.
Please speak.
Hello?
Hi, is that Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tom Heap from Costing the Earth here. Can we come up?
Sure, come on up.
Lovely, thank you very much.
The door is open.
Deborah Stein and her boyfriend share this apartment in West London.
Hello.
Hello.
You must be Deborah.
I am.
Tom.
Very nice to meet you, Tom.
Come on in. So, show me around.
Right. So we've got the general living area in here first. So it's quite a long space, and we've managed to break
the layout is pretty simple. Off the entrance hall to my right is a kitchen, diner, sitting room, combined but not cramped with a broad full height window at one end. It's about 3 metres by 7. The bedroom ahead is largely filled by a double bed with half a metre or so of floor space around three sides. This too has a full wall window. The bathroom reminds me of a budget hotel, perfectly functional, but it doesn't exactly raise the spirit.
Well, take me back a bit. Where were you living before and why did you decide to move here?
I lived in Maida Vale, I work in Paddington, I walk to work, it's 20 minutes. I didn't want to give that up, I didn't want to think about the prospect of moving further out of London, having to change what for me was a walk to a commute. I do a lot of social activities in central London, and I didn't want to curb the lifestyle that I was used to and that I enjoyed.
As I understand it, these pocket homes are available to people on certain incomes. Do you mind me asking how much you're earning and how you qualify for that?
So at the time that I applied to be on the association list that I was on, which then gave me access to the pocket developments, I was earning around £45,000 a year.
I mean, I've just got to pause you there because people in much of the country would think £45,000, that's well above the average wage. And the fact that you still need sort of help to get property is pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
I completely agree. You can be on what I consider to be a very, very good salary, and yet the possibilities of buying within the central London area are non-existent without things like pocket.
How does this compare to your old flat?
My old flat was a different layout. It was two bigger rooms connected by a very small space with a small bathroom off it. And although the separate rooms were probably mildly larger, they didn't feel large. When I walked in here for the first time, it felt like I had so much more space. Certainly my heating has decreased sharply. I don't use the heating anywhere near as much as I did in my old flat.
How long have you been living here?
2 years now.
And do you feel you're suffering from living in a small space?
No, I love my flat. And even after the first year when my boyfriend moved in, there's now two of us in here, and you do need to be cognizant of having somebody else in the room or in the space, but at no point have I felt that it is too small for two people to live in.
So in a sense, space is in the mind. It's measured by how you feel rather than being measured with a tape measure.
Exactly.
Out on the balcony with me is Russ Edwards, who's design director for Pocket Living. Russ, what do you think about the belief that's sort of ingrained in a lot of us, that a small flat, a pokey flat, it's a symbol of something we don't want. It's not something to aspire to, it's something to escape from.
I think through clever design, this is not a second-rate product by any stretch. This is very much a choice, and it's, I think, quite exciting when we see what our buyers have done with the interiors. You know, there's a lot of innovation there, and there's certainly no sacrifice in terms of lifestyle. We have only underfloor heating throughout our apartments, which means that radiator positions aren't dictating where you can put your furniture or your storage. We have actually quite substantial amounts of built-in storage. Our floor-to-ceiling heights are slightly in excess of what is required. The full-height windows and full-width windows in the two major rooms obviously give a great additional sense of space.
Is this all about cost, or does the environment come into it as well?
The environment certainly comes into it, but equally broader issues of sustainability around economic and social sustainability are also fundamental to what we do. By allowing critical people who contribute to the life of the city to stay within the boroughs in which they work and live is what we're all about. In terms of environmental sustainability, we are highly insulated walls. We use renewable energy sources such as the ground source heat pump. This project has solar panels on the roof, and there's a degree of rainwater collection on all of our schemes as well.
2 years ago, they were priced at an average of £190,000 and would sell today for around £260,000. Pocket's recipe appears to be to the taste of the Mayor of London, as they've just won a big contract.
We've got around 10 projects in the pipeline at the moment and a 10-year plan which will see us deliver over 4,000 of our apartments in the next 10 years.